Item 13, paper number 146/2012. Who does not support enactment of OALA, Old Age Living Allowance? Written reply from the Labour Department and SWD has already been tabled. Welcome Mr. Frankie Pui and Ms. YY Wong from SWD. Ms. Wong and Mr. Wong Kin San, any supplement from the two proposers? Mr. Wong? OALA was passed at last. This is the will of God as described by a lawmaker. May I call on members to welcome the enactment of OALA? We raise this issue because previously things were bogged down by filibustering. Well, I'm very glad to see that the OALA has now finally been enacted and we can roll out the scheme next April. The title of this paper is something raised by the elderly people in the community. They asked us, who does not support the enactment of the allowance? All these have been recorded. According to the voting of the LASHKO, out of over 30 LASHKO members present at the meeting, three Democratic Party members voted against the allowance. I really don't understand how come members from the Democratic Party were against a scheme that is going to benefit the elderly people. I really find it baffling. So on behalf of the elderly people, I have to reprimand them. Since the scheme has been passed, I hope various departments, including the SWD, can work together so that elderly people can benefit. Thank you, Chairman. Social Welfare Officer is here with us again. And once again, we don't have anyone from the LWB here. Would they come if the OALA had not been passed? No. Well, it seems to me that the Bureau shows more attach more importance to LASHKO, but not to the District Council. Is it because in the LASHKO, people voted, but not here in District Council? In fact, District Councillors are closer to the community. We carried out some surveys in the community. Most people supported the OALA, and they urged us to put forward their comments. By not coming to the District Council, you cannot reach the sentiments in the public. If you are going to carry on in this way, you're going to pay a high price. Coming back to the paper, we wanted to stop the filibustering. The elderly people said if there's more delay, then they may die before they get the allowance. And by then, the allowance will be useless. In my constituency, because of delay in funding approval, the lift in my constituency could not be repaired. I don't know how long the delay is going to be. I hope what I am saying will be recorded. I am representing a small community, but I am acting on behalf of the silent majority, especially the elderly people. I hope those who are in politics will do some soul searching. Ms. Wong, thank you, Chairman, and thank you, members. The LWB has already given you a detailed written supply. In fact, in the meeting in October, the LASHCO has already endorsed the proposal for OH allowance. We hope in next April, the scheme will be rolled out. We have also made special arrangements to facilitate the scheme. We expect some who are on OH allowance, who have declared their financial position, we're talking about over 290,000 people. We hope the money can be given to them next April, and for those who are on higher OAA, but not on OAA, and those who are 65 or above and on DA, disability allowance, we will make special arrangements for them. For the rest, they can make the application once the scheme is rolled out. Please understand that we will expedite the procedures. Mr. Cheng, first of all, I would like to say thank you to Mr. Wong and Ms. Wong for raising this issue, because it shows that they really are acting for the public. We would be able to release the allowance this last October, but because of filibustering, people raised many proposed amendments and tried to delay or stall the allowance. Now, these people claim they are here for the progress of democracy, but after voting, it shows the majority support the scheme. Some LASHCO members would like to delay the scheme as late as possible, as long as possible. Some lawmakers even propose over 1,000 amendments, and you can see how much resources have been wasted because of these people. They are not acting in accordance with the proper channel. They are really despicable. Thank you, Ms. Wong. For coming here, it shows you really respect the District Council. The OALA has finally been passed. I feel thrilled. But it's nothing when compared to the 290,000 poor elderly. They are the ones who stand to gain. It's winter now, and it's a good thing that the OALA has been passed, but still, I think it's late. In the first budget and the first policy address, I think the chief executive should really consult the community. Now, 2 days have been wasted because of the delay. Can the allowance be backdated to those 2 months? We're not talking about a large sum, but it's very significant. Ms. Wong and Mr. Pu, you are here to listen to us. I hope our views can actually be reflected. Well,
if district council members have a vote, I'm sure the majority of us will be more than happy to support the idea and vote for the OH living allowance. This is because at the district level, many elders and among many citizens would like to see the early approval of the OALA. Though it was late, but eventually it has been endorsed. On my part, I have some comments to make, and I hope that Ms. Wong can bring them back to the Bureau. I've already told Mr. Lip, the Director of Social Welfare, but I'm afraid that he's too busy to remember my comment. What I want to say is that for the OALA, you need to meet certain requirements. Probably you may easily forget that. Take my constituency as an example. For Charming Garden, applicants have to meet certain requirements. Say, for example, you need to meet the asset test. If you want to buy a car parking space, you need the head of the household to do it. But sometimes the car parking space is bought for the son of the household, head of household. I think if it can be proved that he is not the user, then there should be exemption. Otherwise, this elderly person may exceed the asset limit. So I hope that some discretion can be exercised. In some public housing estates, if you want to get a car parking space, you need to ask the head of the household, that is the main tenant, to buy it. So if we can prove that it is not the principal tenant who is actually using the car parking space, then that asset should not be counted. And then we are doing justice to the elders, and then it will be fair to them. All right. Does any other member wish to speak about this matter? No? Then what about the department? Ms. Wong, you talked about the asset limit. I think last time we also talked about this because the OALA is a poverty alleviation measure, so the asset testing is necessary. But still, I will bring your message back to the Bureau. If there aren't other views to be expressed, I would say that that's it for this item. I'd like to thank the SWD for attending the meeting for this item.